Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Sunday morning, April 6th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of leadership and management news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Georgia Society of CPAs applauds passage of House Bill 148, enhancing CPA licensure pathways and practice mobility. The Georgia Society of Certified Public Accountants, GSCPA, celebrates the passage of House Bill 148, the Public Accountancy Act of 2025, by the Georgia General Assembly. This legislation introduces new pathways to CPA licensure, allowing candidates to qualify with a master's degree in accounting or a bachelor's degree with relevant experience. It also enhances practice privilege mobility for out-of-state CPAs. GSCPA CEO Boyd Search highlights the importance of these changes in meeting the demand for skilled accounting professionals. Chair Catherine Fletcher emphasizes the need to evolve licensing standards to support Georgia's reputation as a hub for accounting excellence. The unanimous passage of HB 148 reflects a collaborative effort among lawmakers, regulators, professionals, educators, and GSCPA members. Approval from Governor Brian Kemp is awaited, with expectations of a positive impact on the accounting profession and business landscape in Georgia.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.